This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. It is primary day in four states, Ohio, Texas, Vermont, and Rhode Island. In the GOP camp, Senator John McCain is hoping to lock up the Republican nomination. Things are tighter on the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been campaigning at a fevered pace the past few days. Here's NPR's David Green.
Both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have spent the last few days shuttling back and forth between Texas and Ohio, two states that aren't exactly close. The economy took center stage in the campaigning in Ohio, which has one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation. In Texas, Clinton and Obama vied for support from the state's large Latino population. The candidates held a televised debate in each state. They've been waging an advertising war on television. Over the last few days, the attacks coming from each side have become more intense, with primary day approaching. Both Ohio and Texas allow ballots to be cast early, and plenty of voters have been jumping at the chance. That has officials bracing for record turnouts.
NPR's David Green reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Egypt today on the first leg of a trip to the Middle East. Her goal? To urge Palestinians and Israelis and their neighboring states to restart the Mideast peace process. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called off the talks this week after Israel launched aerial attacks in Gaza. Those attacks were in retaliation for rocket attacks against Israel. Two fatal shootings in the news today. One happened in West Palm Beach, Florida, where a gunman dressed in a coat and tie walked into a Wendy's restaurant and started shooting. He killed one customer, a paramedic, Rafael Vasquez, and wounded four others before turning the gun on himself. Police say the gunman did not appear to be targeting anyone in particular, and they've not yet determined a motive. Meanwhile, police in Memphis, Tennessee, are still trying to figure out if a killer is at large after six people were found dead. Two men, two women, and two girls under the age of five were discovered dead in a home in Memphis yesterday. According to news reports, it's the worst mass killing there in at least 15 years. Federal health officials say an outbreak of hepatitis C at a Nevada clinic may represent a larger nationwide safety problem at clinics around the country. The city of Las Vegas shut down the Endoscopy Center of Southern Nevada last week after state health officials determined that six patients had contracted hepatitis C because of unsafe practices, including the reuse of syringes and vials. The head of the Centers for Disease Control said she's concerned this episode could represent the, quote, tip of the iceberg, and she said more needs to be done to ensure safety standards at clinics around the country. And New Jersey lawmakers introduced a bill yesterday that, if approved, would make the state the third in the nation to allow workers to take paid leave to care for a sick family member or a newborn. Supporters say people shouldn't risk losing their jobs to care for loved ones. Those opposed say the bill would hit small businesses that would be forced to go without key workers for more than a month. A federal law already allows workers in businesses with at least 50 employees to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.